Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Sad to Rad. Today, we're diving at first into a topic that's close to my heart because let's be honest, who hasn't felt the pressure lately? We're talking burnout, baby, and how to reclaim your mental well-being. Ever feel like you're running on fumes, constantly chasing deadlines and drowning into DOS? Like there's this invisible weight pressing down on your shoulders, leaving you drained and exhausted. You know that feeling when you wake up feeling more tired than when you went to sleep? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, you don't have to resign yourself to a life of perpetual stress and overwhelm. We can absolutely shift from burnout to balance, and I'm here to guide you through it. Think of this as your mental health power-up session packed with practical tips and real talk that you can actually implement in your daily grind. So, buckle up, because we're about to unlock the secrets to a happier, healthier, more balanced you. First things first, let's talk self-care, but not the cliche bubble bath kind, although those are great too. Self-care is about intentionally investing in your well-being mind, body, and soul. Think of it like topping up your mental tank regularly. It's not selfish, it's essential. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the burnout and embrace a life of balance. 1. Boundaries are your best friend. Think of boundaries as invisible fences protecting your precious time and energy. They say no to the unnecessary commitments that drain you and allow you to focus on what truly matters. It's about learning to say no gracefully, prioritizing your needs, and setting realistic expectations. Remember, you don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. 2. Embrace imperfection. This one is a game changer. We often put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect in our careers, relationships, even our DIY projects. But guess what? Perfection is an illusion, and striving for it is a recipe for burnout. Allow yourself to make mistakes, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Remember, progress over perfection every time. 3. Mindfulness is your secret weapon. Ever noticed how your mind races when you're stressed? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention back to the present moment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental chaos. Practice simple mindfulness exercises throughout your day. Take deep breaths, focus on your senses, or even just observe the clouds drifting by. These small moments of stillness can make a world of difference in managing stress and anxiety. 4. Move your body, boost your mood. Physical activity isn't just about looking good, it's a powerful tool for managing mental well-being. Exercise releases endorphins, those magical feel-good hormones that combat stress and improve your overall mood. You don't have to become a marathon runner, even a brisk walk can make a difference. Find an activity you enjoy and get moving. 5. Connect with your tribe. Humans are social creatures and we thrive on connection. Make time for the people who lift you up, inspire you, and make you laugh. Nurture those relationships, whether it's catching up with friends over coffee or joining a community group that shares your interests. Remember, strong connections provide support, laughter, and a sense of belonging, all essential ingredients for a happy and fulfilling life. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Picture this. Sarah is the marketing manager juggling multiple projects, tight deadlines, and endless emails. She's feeling constantly overwhelmed, exhausted, and her creativity has taken a major hit. Sound familiar? Sarah's days are consumed by work, leaving little time for anything else. She's skipping meals, neglecting her hobbies, and feeling increasingly isolated. This is classic burnout. But here's the catch. Sarah realizes she needs to make a change. She starts setting boundaries, saying no to extra projects and delegating tasks when possible. She takes short breaks throughout the day for mindful breathing exercises and even squeezes in a quick workout at lunchtime. Most importantly, Sarah reconnects with her friends, scheduling regular catch-ups and prioritizing quality time over endless emails. The result? Sarah feels more energized, focused, and creative. She's rediscovered her passion for her work, and most importantly, she's feeling happier and more balanced overall. Remember, you don't have to be perfect, just make small, sustainable changes that add up to big improvements over time. So there you have it. 5 powerful takeaways to help you navigate the burnout maze and reclaim your mental well-being. Remember, you are worthy of joy, peace, and balance. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little inspiration. And be sure to join us back here tomorrow for another dose of Sad to Rad. Keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.